Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish I could see you face to face again, so we could sit down and chop it up, friend to friend. You would have shared your experience and how life's been. I would have told you how my life changed inside of the pen. You might have offered me a smoke and I'd have turned you down. You might have thought I was a joke and I was playing around. But I'm sure we reminisce about the things we did and how we got through the hard times we lived as kids. So you know, it'd have been good to see you and tell you about some good news I got, and that the Lord's trying to reach you, and that it's always been about the blood, but nothing like the gang that you bang. Put a hood from above. I wonder if you would have listened. Would you have gave your life and been like me and followed Christ? I don't know. My only hope is that you made it. I keep in mind what if you were still alive, if I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. Yeah, I would have finally had an answer, and I'd have been the friend that you've always needed. Not just an actor that I left you when the punch went out, and all the liquor's gone sitting in that empty house. I'm not your homie dog, I'd like to show you something greater, so you would understand that you would see through his life. I'm a changed man. I would have loved to pray for you when your heart was heavy, like if you couldn't see your kids and your pockets empty. Man, I'd have told you that in Christ there was always hope, that you ain't gotta turn to the streets or the dope, that he's a specialist when it comes to miracles. You put your faith in him, anything is possible. And we ain't had to run around like we ain't had a clue, and when the trials got hard, we know what to do. I wish you was here so you could hear this rhyme. Maybe you would see the signs if I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. Yeah, man. It'd have just been cool to see you one more time, you know. And just share that good news with you. Just share what God has done in my life. Maybe just plant that seed, you know. But I'm no judge. I don't know if you made it in or if you didn't make it in.
Well, good morning and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.biz. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. Today, this is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my YouTube channel. It's Christian Talk Radio at YouTube.com. I said it's Christian Talk Radio at YouTube.com. So this is different for me because I'm in the morning now at Christian Talk Radio. On ChristianTalkRadio.biz, I have a morning show now because Father God is leading me to do something a little bit different. And so I'll be on in the morning. And you can catch me at ChristianTalkRadio.biz in the morning. Also, on Blog Talk Radio, Christian Talk Radio. And as I said, you can catch me on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. Also, on Facebook, I'm on Facebook at Christian Talk Radio. I am on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Also, I am on Tumblr. And if you want to catch me, please catch me on those social media networks. I tell you all the time, my brothers and my sisters, it's not about me. It's about getting word out. It's about getting Father God's word out to the masses. That's what it's about, my brothers and my sisters. If it was about me, I'd go somewhere and sit down. I'm tired. I cannot do anything without my Father, God in heaven. And it is so important, my brothers and my sisters, the Bible says that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman who needs not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. And so we know that the word of truth can be wrongly divided. I said we know that the word of truth can be wrongly divided. That's why it's so important that we get it right as Christians and we rightly divide the word of truth. So, my brothers and my sisters, I come to you this morning, and I will be doing more morning shows instead of in the afternoon. I will be coming to you in the morning, so set your clock around 6:15 or 6:30, because I will be on the air at that time. Anyway, I'm going to start the Bible study out at Psalms 139. The Holy Spirit has prompted me to I give you these scriptures this morning. It says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known. I'm going to read to you also from the Good News portion of the word. It says, Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. From far away, you understand all my thoughts. You see me, whether I'm working or resting. You know all my actions, even before I speak. You already know what I will say. You are all around me. Isn't that wonderful? The Father God knows us, my brothers and my sisters. He has examined us. King James Version says he has searched me and known me. You know everything that I do from far away. You understand all my thoughts. You see me whether I am working or resting. He looks at us down from heaven, my brothers and my sisters, and he sees us, the Bible says, whether we are working or resting. You know all my actions. You are acquainted, King James Version says, with all my ways. He knows us, my brothers and my sisters. Even before I speak, you already know what I will say. Isn't that an awesome Father to know? Before we even speak, he already knows what we will say. You are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. You acknowledge your knowledge of me is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. Where could I go to escape from you? The Bible asks the question. King James Version asked it like this. Whither shall I go from thy Spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I lay down in the world of the dead, you would be there. The King James Version says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I flew away beyond the east or lived in the farthest place in the west, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. The Good News Testament says you would be there to help me. You would be there to lead me. My brothers and my sisters, how deep can you get? How deep can you go when you know Father God says he will be there wherever you go to lead you, to help you? You shouldn't be worried about anything because Father God knows all about you. I said he knows about you. There's nothing hidden. He knows everything about you. The Bible says he even knows what we're going to say before it comes out of our mouth. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light around me. But even darkness is not dark for you. And the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light, the Bible says, are the same to you. There's no darkness too dark for Father God, my brothers and my sisters. And there's no light that's too light for Father God. The Bible says the light around me to turn into night. But even darkness is not dark for you. And the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb, the Bible says. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. My brothers and sisters, does not get any deeper than that. If Father God says he created us, he put us together in our mother's womb, let me tell you something. If that does not tell you who Father God is, then I don't know what to tell you. See, I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful, the Bible says. The King James Version says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm going to say that again. The Bible says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The Bible says, what else does the Bible need to say? If it tells you, I will praise, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. For my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was woven there in secret. You knew that I was there. In secret. I want to say it again because I want you to get this. I want you to know who Father God is. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, that's before you even got here, before you were even born, he knew who you were. He knew who you are. He knows you now. When I was born there in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. The days allotted to me had all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. The days that Father God has allotted to us has all been recorded in his book before any of them ever began. And it's deep, my brothers and my sisters. Before any of them ever began. Oh God, how difficult I find your thoughts. How many of them there are? If I counted them, they would be more than the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And brothers and my sisters, what a word this morning. Take that word with you wherever you go this morning. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your social media, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Gig, whatever social media that you have available to you. Put it on there, my brothers and my sisters. I said put it on there. And get the word of Father God out to the masses. That's what it's about. My brothers and my sisters, it's not about me. It's about him. I said it's not about me. It's about Father God. You have a blessed and wonderful rest of your day.
All right, welcome to the label, man. Now, check us out, man. Listen, I know you're known for just being honest and transparent and all that good stuff, but listen, we ain't got no time for all that, man. That don't make no money. We need you to tell lies, lies, and more lies, man. It's all about selling out. Don't give the people what they need. Give them what they want, baby. Lie to these folks, man.
Cannon.
I'm on now. I can't even stand me. Look at me, mama. I'm known now. I got me a Grammy. Call Cammy, Kiana, and Tammy and tell them that I made it. Broke my heart in the seventh grade, so this is how I repay them. They say that money can't make you. They probably ain't making money. It made me richer than you, and it made me look at you funny. You don't really want it. You don't want a problem. Problem. Goons be like, whatever you need, dog, call me. So I be like, do, solve it. Money on his head, I put that boy under the water. I can't even rap like that, but insecurity would have me sounding whack like that. I already made it when I graduated from high school. Ain't validated cause I'm at the top of the iTunes. But I too was once a fool for nice shoes. Fight fool of dudes who do what I like to. But if I'm honest, on the other side of fame is the same stains in the latrine. You still can't buy love and ain't no way to buy off pain. That's why these rich folk blow out their brains. More insecure they are, the more they brag, advertising their pain. I don't want no parts of none of that thing. Oh wait, hold up. This one I'm supposed to do something lyrical, miracle, metaphor, simile, onomatopoeia, on a period. Use a pee on period. I dominate rap. I failed algebra and I ain't paid my property tax. Oh well, I got bars. Family behind bars. Throw money at insecure women and fine cars. People stealing right under my nose and my taxes whack. But no need to worry, my accountant handles that. Right. I mean, what you expect? I do anything to gain your respect. Sell out.
Sell out.
Man, what you doing, man? You know, you started off good. You started telling the truth. We ain't got no time for that, man. This is Lie a Lot Records. We need you to tell more lies. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, where you going, man? Come back here, man.
Church closed too. The number one cold calling dog can again. I ain't gotta hear that you love it, cause I know that you love it.
LA, Compton, New York, Brooklyn, Queens, glorify the king, I'm a glow up, I'm a maker, rockin' like a headbanger. My lyrics are sporadic, so I'm a lyrical wack. Watch me practice such lyrical tactics. My method of gladness, from the true source, the joy of the Lord. I'm getting down to business, you can be my witness. I'm psychologist, but true lyricist. Now it's official, I'm not ever artificial. Cause I'm so original, cause it's not me less. I'm pretty complex, cause I've been through, yes. So much mess, thank God I'm so blessed. At times so stressed, but this is my dream. To glorify the king, he can do anything. He's bringing the Bible to save. I'm in this music hall like a tidal wave. And that's what's up, I'll put your hands up and give him all the praise. In these last days, I know there's a better place to glorify the king. But while I'm here, I'ma spread the gospel. I'm going full throttle, I'm going full force. I'm going even harder, applying God's armor. Give the God glory, let's give him all the praise. In these last days, I'ma give God glory. I'ma glorify the king, glorify the king, glorify the king, glorify the king. I'm pursuing the kingdom of God, courageously and bold. Mentality of a soldier and heart of a warrior. Beyond frequencies, periodic, frequently, strategically, episodic, iconic. The way I brought it, it's not a relapse to my syntax. Lyrics is top that is bringing reality back. And all reality is what the world lacks. Cause we need what's holy and we need what's pure. That truth is a obscure. Truth is, Jesus Christ is the only cure. He's the only one who knows. Compared to Spanish message, place to dress in despair. This is much restricted in what we say. My goal is to have hearts touched. Convicted is saved. Understatement, not as mentioned corruption. God's word is living, and it's no assumption. Now let's see my replies ring. And never modify what I sing, as I glorify the King. And I know there's a better place to glorify the King. But while I'm here, I'ma spare the gospel. I'm going full throttle, I'm going full force. I'm going even harder, applying God's armor. Give the God glory, let's give him all the praise. In these last days, I'ma give God glory. I'ma glorify the King, glorify the King, glorify the King, glorify the King. The whole world, glorify the King, glorify the King, glorify the King. Yeah, praise the whole world, glorify the King, glorify the King, glorify the King. Yeah, praise the whole world, glorify the King, glorify the King, glorify the King. Yeah, praise the whole world, glorify the King, glorify the King, glorify the King. Glorify the King. Yeah, praise the whole world, 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 glorify the King. Yeah. And I know this is a better place to glorify the King. But while I'm here, I'ma spread the gospel. I'm going full throttle, I'm going full force. I'm going even harder, applying God's armor. Give the God glory, let's give him all the praise. In these last days, I'ma give God glory, I'ma glorify the King.